especially with that Hepesh sword at his side. I could almost imagine him as a leader of men without laughing hysterically. Why are you glaring at me, Carter? That was quite a generous description. Carter manoeuvred around the buffet table, grabbing a handful of tortilla chips.
Apophis has a pattern, he told J.D. The other attacks all happened on the night of the new moon, when darkness is greatest. Believe me, he'll hit your museum tonight, and he'll hit it hard.
J.D. Grissom squeezed around a cluster of magicians drinking champagne.
These other attacks, he said. You mean Chicago and Mexico City?
And Toronto, Carter said, and a few others.
I knew he didn't want to say more. The attacks we'd witnessed over the summer had left us both with nightmares. True, full-out Armageddon hadn't come yet. It had been 6 months since the Chaos Snake Apophis had escaped from his underworld prison, but he still hadn't launched a large-scale invasion of the mortal world as we'd expected. For some reason, the Serpent was biding his time, settling for smaller attacks on gnomes that seemed secure and happy. Like this one, I thought. As we passed the pavilion, the band finished their song. A pretty blonde woman with a fiddle waved her bow at J.D.
Come on, sweetie, she called. We need you on steel guitar.
He forced a smile.
Soon, hun. I'll be back.